At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. With nearly a month left to file for next year's primaries, a Democrat finally stepped up to try and take on Texas Attorney General and Republican Ken Paxton. Attorney Justin Nelson specializes in major civil litigation at a law firm in Houston. He's been named a Texas super lawyer by Thomson Reuters and has clerked for former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Paxton's campaign declined to comment on Nelson's candidacy. Well, now that voters have decided to dismantle Dallas County schools, area school districts have to figure out how to provide bus service to their students. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
The process to eliminate Dallas County schools will take several months. The Texas Comptroller will form something called a dissolution committee to figure out next steps. The committee will include financial experts like an auditor and a certified public accountant. Dallas ISD Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says the group will include representatives from each of the 9 school districts served by the bus agency.
Early in 2018, districts will have to decide whether they're going to outsource this very important service that we all depend on, whether they're going to develop their own, or maybe a hybrid where a number of the districts go in together in a cooperative arrangement to provide those services for their community.
The dissolution committee will be in charge of how the bus agency's assets should be divided among the affected school districts, and it will schedule a series of public meetings. Districts that use DCS buses say they're researching their options. In Lancaster ISD, more than 3,600 students ride buses. Sonia Cole Hamilton is the district's chief communications officer.
We recognize that some parents may be concerned, okay, how does this affect my child for this year? Bus services will continue throughout the end of the school year because, you know, Dallas County is obligated to continue providing that service.
Cole Hamilton says the district has already received bids from 3 transportation vendors. Setting up a new bus service could be costly. She says each vendor would require Lancaster ISD to buy its own fleet of buses. That could cost the district as much as $1 million more per year than it currently pays for Dallas County Schools bus service. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
A statement from Dallas County Schools says it's disheartened with the election outcome and that it will focus on providing bus service through the end of the school year. The Lone Star Film Festival opens tonight in Fort Worth. The event will include several films with Fort Worth ties. Our big screen team has a preview of the lineup with the festival's executive director.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And our guest today is Chad Matthews, the executive director of the Lone Star Film Society and the Lone Star Film Festival. Chad, thanks for coming back and talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
So you're showing a couple of films to honor Bill Paxton, the Fort Worth actor who died earlier this year. Can you talk a little bit about what he meant to the city and tell us a little bit about the films that you're showing?
Well, Bill Paxton was one of the original founders of the Lone Star Film Society. And he's just been a great supporter of film in Fort Worth and especially our organization. When he passed away earlier this year, we just had to do a tribute for him. And so the idea was to screen some of his movies, you know, maybe not some of the more prominent movies that everyone knows him to be in, but some of the films that maybe he directed, some of his short films, some of those movies under the radar.
So you're not showing Titanic?
No.
But you are showing Tombstone.
We are. We had to throw one of those in there, and we thought, well, let's throw in a Western.
And you're showing Frailty, right?
Frailty, yes.
Which he directed, correct?
He did direct that. And, you know, it's one of those films that you sometimes just miss. You know, I never saw Frailty until really after his passing.
It's dark.
I can't wait to play it.
Film festivals have a way of reflecting their host cities and what's happening in the creative world of their host cities. I'm wondering, how do you think the Lone Star Film Festival reflects Fort Worth, and how do you think it speaks for Fort Worth?
Well, I think this year in particular, we've been able to program a lot of films that have ties to Fort Worth. An example would be A Bad Idea Gone Wrong, shot in Fort Worth. It played at Dallas, just a few months ago.
It played at South by Southwest.
Yeah, it's played all over. We just thought, well, let's definitely screen that. It was shot here. It's our hometown movie, and it's about to be released. And then we're also, you know, exploring some films that involve like the stockyards, the cutting horse culture. You know, there's a big market for that stuff in Fort Worth. And, you know, I'm excited to see that films being shot in and around Fort Worth are actually being submitted to us. So we're definitely wanting to screen those kind of movies.
So you're showing a full-length documentary about the stockyards, about the history of the stockyards, which actually sounds really cool.
One of the films I'm looking forward to is a comedy you're showing on Sunday called Amanda and Jack Go Glamping. This has David Arquette, and it also has Dallas actress Amy Acker in it. Can you tell us a little bit about that one? Because it looks like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a pretty funny comedy that, you know, I didn't know the world of glamping until I watched this film. And it's about a couple that decides to take a weekend trip to experience the outdoors, kind of sort of in the glamping world that I guess people do now. And it's cool. You know, the director, Brandon Dickerson, is he's a Texan, and he's making really great films. And so it's awesome to see him, you know, go into this new world with this film. And it, too, just premiered at the Austin Film Festival. And I think it's going to be a great film to showcase here in Fort Worth.
I have to ask, because I'm sure I'm not the only one wondering, what is glamping?
So you've got camping, which is just, you know, traditional outdoorsy tents and stuff. Glamping is where you have, you know, caravans, and you dress up and you, you know, sip champagne out of a plastic, you know, glass.
It's like glamour camping.
It's sort of bourgeois camping.
Pretty much.
It's a very hipster thing.
Well, Chad Matthews, thank you for coming over to the station and giving us a preview of this year's event.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Chad.
The Lone Star Film Festival runs tonight through Sunday in Fort Worth. Details are at artandseek.org. And the forecast, mostly sunny skies expected by this afternoon. The high should get up to around 59. Overnight low around 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again with a high near 65. 49 degrees now in Dallas, 47 in Fort Worth.